He's handsome, blonde, and plastic. You probably know his girlfriend a little better. Her name is Barbie, and her leading man, Ken, turns 40 this year. NPR's Madeline Brand reports.
Ken has been a doctor, a disco dancer, a lifeguard, a biker. He's played college basketball and danced ballet. He may have played second banana to Barbie most of his life, but he has a set of dedicated collectors and a definitive website, manbehindthedoll.com. Jeff Beck is the man behind the doll. He lives with his collection of nearly 200 Kens in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Beck says Mattel created Ken in 1961 after little girls demanded that Barbie have a playmate, and that playmate be a man.
It was just very interesting that they did go ahead and make a male doll before they made the Midge doll, which came 2 years after Ken. And then, of course, they added other characters, another male doll, Alan, in 1964.
I've never heard of Alan.
Oh, Alan was only around for 2 years. The only time there was not a Ken produced was the year of 1968. And that, of course, is when he went through his big image overhaul, where they changed his body mold, his head mold, to where he became more muscular.
And so what sparked your fascination with Ken?
I think my interest peaked to start collecting him when he became a collectible himself, which was the Harley Davidson Ken that came out in 1998. No one ever expected to see Ken in a leather jacket with a pair of jeans on with a rip in the knee. And then the second Harley Davidson Ken that came out actually had hair on his chest, which has never been done on a Ken.
Can you take us through the rest of his incarnations?
I think the next big Ken that caused a big splash would have been 1973 Ken, and that was the Mod Hair Ken. This Ken would finally settle disputes between father and sons whether long hair on men was acceptable in mainstream Americana.
And then?
I think the next biggest date would be 1982's Sensational Malibu Ken, which was the first African-American version of Ken they did.
And then the 80s had what kind of Ken?
If any one year can be singled out for Ken collectibles, it has to be 1987. And he's dressed just in a full-length silver rock outfit, jacket. He has kind of like a Michael Jackson type glove on one hand that's pink and has silver stars.
I wonder if Ken is a bit of a gay icon as well.
Well, a lot of people say that, but my opinion is that Ken is a doll designed for little girls. So when Mattel puts these doll versions up in front of little girls, of course the little girl is going to pick the prince in a purple outfit over, like, say, a mechanic Ken.
Jeff Beck runs the ultimate Ken doll collector's website, manbehindthedoll.com. Madeline Brand, NPR News, Washington.